All right. I thought I would talk about some dinim that relate to Erev Pesach. You know, where a lot of people are focused on the Yontiv, which is good. A lot of dinim relate to the Yontiv, but there are also dinim relate to Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach is different than any other Erev Yontiv. One difference on Erev Pesach, the Mishnah learns in the fourth parak in Pesachim, Makom Shenagu. If Makom Shenagu lasot malacha ad chatzotosin, and the minag of the place is to do malacha till chatzot, till noon or midday, you could do it. If the minag malachim is shlola, so you don't do it. But everybody agrees that from chatzot forward, there's a special Easter malacha on erev Pesach. What's the reason for the Easter malacha? So Rashi says the reason that it was a din de rabbanan. They want the chamim wanted people to be osek with all the preparations with bir chametz, preparing matzahs. Some people hold that the matzahs should be baked right before yantiv, and that's the reason Rashi learns. Tosfos learns a different reason. Tosfos says that the day the person would bring a korban was his yantiv. So the time for the korban pesach is only ruwi from chatzot. So that's the way that goes. There's a third shita, which is the Pnei Yoshua brings down. Pnei Yoshua learns that that it's like yantiv, based on two psukim. It says in the Kriyas HaTorah that we'll have on the second day of Pesach, Eilam O'adei Hashem. And then it says, "Bachodesh harishon biarba asar yom lachodesh." So these are the moedim of Hashem. Then it says, on the 14th of the month, you bring the korban pesach. So the Pnei Yeshua once learned that from here that we see that the 14th has a din of a moed. So according to Pnei Yeshua, there would be Easter malacha could be a din doraisa. According to the other shitot, would lachora a din derabanan. But either way, a person should not do malacha from chatzot. Chatzot here in New York is around in the 12:50 p.m. range. So it means after that point, you shouldn't get a haircut. A lot of people wait, you know, everybody wants to get a haircut before Svira, and a lot of people wait everything at the last moment, but if you wait till that afternoon, that's bad. That's bad. You're violating the law by doing that. You want to launder clothes, everybody needs to launder clothes. You want to launder clothes before the holiday, especially. So you should do it, take care of everything beforehand. Get everything washed, laundered, ironed, take care of it. You want to cut your nails, do that before Chatzot. This is a din that the Mikrai Kodesh brings from Tzvi Pesach Frank. He brings a shita from Reb Chaim Berlin. Reb Chaim Berlin was the son of the Netziv. So normally we say Mincha Gedola is not a Lechachila. Lechachila, the ideal time to have a Mincha is Mincha Ketana. It means half the time between, it means like 6 to 6 day, it would be 9.5 hours, 3:30 p.m. would be the ideal time, super time to have a Mincha. So Reb Chaim Berlin had a taina. He thought that this year, when Erev Pesach comes out on a Friday, perhaps the best time to daven mincha should be at 12:30 p.m. The Gemara learns, how do we know 12:30 p.m.? So the Gemara learns that when Erev Pesach would be on a Friday, so the Korban Pesach is brought after the Korban Mincha. So the Korban Mincha was brought at the earliest possible time on this Friday. When Friday was Erev Pesach, Korban Mincha was brought the earliest possible time, because we have to maximize the amount of time for people to bring. They have to bring the korban to the base of Mikdash, they have to shecht it, has to be brought on the, and they have to be able to bring it home and cook it before Shabbos, because you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So they want to maximize it. So the Gemara learns that Korban Mincha Nishkat B'sheish V'chaitzi, that the B'sheish Mechza, that the Korban Mincha would be shechted at 6.5 hours, 12:30 p.m. So Reb Chaim Berlin has a question. Maybe L'Chachila this Friday is ideal to daven. You know, I would think even for Sephardim. Sephardim in particular, the poskim are heavily way against davening Mincha Gedola. But maybe this year a little different. It's just a ha'ara. Then, you know, I've mentioned this in the past. The Gemara learns
1:30, not 12:30. We have daylight savings. You just said 12:30. So
no,
would you think the
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just I was just saying if it was 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., it would be 12:30, right? The way if Chatzot is in the 12:50 range, it would be somewhere around 1:40, 1:45, somewhere in that vicinity would be Mincha Gedola. But that's the question. Maybe that's the ideal time, perhaps this year. Anyway, the Gemara learns that the Korban, the Pesach, was shechted in three shifts. He always says, it says, V'shachatu oto kol kahal adat Yisrael bein arbaim. That is the you see, you need a kahal, you need an adah, and the Chazal teaches it has to be three shifts. But the Gemara learns that even though it requires three shifts, the Gemara learns that the last shift is called karatzlanik, the lazy group. So the Gemara says, "Valo sagi lav hachi." So what do you mean that you need a third shift? Because the Torah says you have to have three shifts. So my have a hula mebad afilu hachi yibay luhu lezuzei nafshayu. Notwithstanding that, they should have stimulated themselves and brought earlier. He says, "Kidatanyan, like we learn in the Brayso, Rebbe Yomer, Yevshal Yolam Below Basam Below Bursi." The world can't exist without somebody in the perfume business. That's a very, you know, sweet smelling line of work. That's fragrant. Below Bursi is like a tanner. Is like stinky smelling line of work. Like Chazal teach us, the Bursi doesn't make Ali Larega with his because nobody can stand being around him. So you have to be Ptocha Chayim. Ashri Mishnato Basam Oilo Mishnato Bursi. So fortunately, the person who's a Basam, what of the person who's a Bursi? So in Achinam, there has to be a Bursi in the world, but you don't have to be the Bursi. So in the same way, so you should try to, you know, be mizarez yourself, and that's a general din in all halachot, I would say. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that on Erev Pesach, a person should be osek in the demon of the Korban Pesach. There's a Seder, Amira, Korban Pesach. There's different setup in different Sidurim and different Haggadahs. But in the, you know, everything is so fatumult on every Pesach. You know, you're running around, you're getting food. Wife wants you to do this, that, the other. You can't even think straight. So, but you have to. It should ideally, you should take some time out. Say the Seder Amirat Korban Pesach, and there's a different Seder again in different Haggadahs. But the essence is, it brings Psukim about the Korban Pesach and memories from Chazal about the Korban Pesach. It's really to recite it, because we say in Neshama Farim Svatein, we want to fulfill our obligation with what we say, and that's the time the Korban Pesach would be brought, so that's the time to do that. Now, the... All right, now there's an Easter Achilles Matzah on Erev Pesach. You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, matzah that you could fulfill the mitzvah on Leil Pesach. You can't eat on Erev Pesach. So our Sephardic friends are in a little bit better situation. Egg matzah, you can't be yotzei, that's matzah shira, and they are happy with their egg matzah on Erev Pesach. We Ashkenazim don't normally eat egg matzah during Pesach unless you're sick, you're ill, or it's a difficult situation. So you can't have it. Now, there's different, there's a chiluke shito, whether it's permissible. Some people have the minhag not to eat matzah ready a month already, and some have the minhag not to eat matzah ready from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But it's from the Ramah, says Kol Yom, the day. But the Midrashim brings down its mashma that at night you could, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had a raya that the night of Erev Pesach you could have matzah. What was this raya? What do we say on Leil Pesach? Shebechol Ilod Anu Ochlin Chametzu Matzah. All the nights during the year we have Chametzu Matzah. So if I have to eat matzah that night, it's not Shebechol Anu Ochlin Chametzu Matzah. Pretty good raya. Anyway, now, but notwithstanding that, I want your list. We're bringing us in for Rav Menashe, the Rav Palin, and the Ben Ish Chai say you shouldn't be making with matzah on Leil Erev Pesach. It sound good, Rabbi Menashe? So no matzah on Leil Erev Pesach, right? Okay, so we got that in. Okay, now. Now just a few other things. You should check out the romaine lettuce before Shabbos. You should prepare the salt water before Shabbos. In other words, salt water, preparation of salt water is a special halakhic problem on Shabbos and on Yantiv. One of the lamentet malachot is ibud. Ibud means like you're tanning the hides. So preparing salt water is viewed as a process preparatory to that. So it's normally prohibited to prepare salt water on Shabbos and Yantiv. So you prepare the salt water ahead of time. Okay, one last thing. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this year we have one Seder on Friday night, one Seder in Chutz La'aretz on Motzei Shabbos. So a lot of people have the minhag to flip over the words. There's a bracha you say at the end. Minhag zvachim, minhag psachim. So someone would say like this, that Zevach, they figure, is the Korban Chagiga, Pesach is the Korban Pesach. So the Chagiga you would eat before the Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach is Ne'achal al-Sova. So they figure you say Minhag zvachim, minhag psachim. But when Leil Pesach comes out of Motzei Shabbos, so they would only bring the Korban Pesach that day. They would not bring the Chagiga on Erev Pesach. So and the Gemara goes through a Seder how they would bring the Korban Pesach. So there they want to say you should say min ha psachim and min hazvachim. It was the Pesach and zvachim. Not having zvachim now, at some time in the future I'll have it. Some want to say it really doesn't make a difference. Mishpur brings down. It's just in the general. It just means like we hope not this year, not next year. I mean, hopefully next year. But you know, the Mashiach will come and Mamela, then we'll have bini beis hamikdash. We'll have from the zvachim and the psachim. That's the way that goes. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I said? We got yeah for me. We're looking at people all over. Yeah. What's up? So I save the salt water, but I'm careful to cover it over. It should be mechusa at night. You don't want to have liquid that's left over uncovered at night. But I save it. If you didn't prepare, you could prepare a little bit. But the better way, I think, is to save it. That's the way I think. All right. What did you have for me, Rabbi Basala? What?
When they only had the Korban Pesach, they would not eat El HaSoba?
Right, they would not eat Korban Chagiga, though, you know, they couldn't.
So they would fill up other foods, or they just wouldn't have El HaSoba?
They do the best they can with what they got. I don't know what to say. But there's no Chagiga. Okay, everybody good? Okay, that's it for tonight. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Mirama Sparks, I call it Sophia Chakravan, Thomas Ochenemar, and I call it Sophia Zuz, Rabbi Adi.